It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to hear what God has to tell us every single day. We gather here to know the mind of God concerning our lives every single day. And we've never been disappointed because the Word of God is new every morning. God has something new to share with us, to tell us. He just wants to let us know that everything will be okay. Everything will be fine. So if this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on this show, the Lord is ready to answer all of your questions. The Lord is ready to carry your burden. All He needs you to do right now is for you to drop it at His feet. If you've been very frequent with our show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your Bible, and do not forget to share. Don't forget your journals also, because we're going to be taking down some notes. Today is the 11th day in the month of November 2024. And I would not forget to remind you all that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be continuing a series from our Open Heaven manual that says, Hold fast your vision. Hold fast your vision. If you've been following our series, you know that this is the third part, the part three. And if you've missed out on the other part, you can also listen to it. You can visit our website to listen to all our past Open Heaven devotionals and catch up. Today, I'll be looking at a topic that says, Hold fast to your vision, part three. Our aim for today is, Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 4 to chapter 5. Acts from chapter 4 to chapter 5. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 that says, Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 30, from verse 25 to 43. Genesis chapter 30, from verse 25 to 43. It's quite lengthy, but we're going to read through it. From verse 25, it says, And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, Send me away that I may go to my own place, and to my country, give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service, which I have done for you. And Laban said to him, Please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Then he said, name me your wages, that I may give it. So Jacob said to him, you know how I have served you, and how your livestock has been with me. For what you have before, I came with little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming, and now when shall I also provide for my own house? So he said, what shall I give you? And Jacob said, you shall not give me anything. If you would do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flocks. Let me pass through all your flocks today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep, and all the brown ones among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. And this shall be my wages, so my righteousness will answer for me in time to come, when the subjects of my wages come before you. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the lambs will be considered stolen, if it is with me. And Laban said, oh, that it were according to your word. So he removed that day the male goats that were speckled and spotted, all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one that had some white in it, and all the brown ones among the lambs, and gave them into the hands of his sons. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. Now Jacob took for himself a rod of green poplar, and of the almond and chestnut trees, peeled white stripes in them, and exposed the white which was in the rod, and the rod which he had peeled, he set before the flocks in the gutter, in the watering trough, where the flocks came to drink, so that they should conceive when they came to drink. So the flocks conceived before the rod, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Then Jacob separated the lambs and made the flocks face towards the streaks, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, but he put his own flock by themselves, and did not put them with Laban's flock. And it came to pass, whenever the stronger livestock conceived, that Jacob placed the rod before the eyes of the livestock in the gutter, that they might conceive among the rod. But when the flocks were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feebler with Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. Thus the man became exceedingly prosperous, and had large flocks, female and male servants, and camels and donkeys. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, the lips are very sensitive parts of the body. In Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 6 to 7, when the angel wanted to help Isaiah, he put a coal of fire on his lips. Even though that must have been very painful, considering how sensitive the lips are, the experience ensured that Isaiah became a changed person. Nothing touches fire and remains the same. In the book of Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14, Peter stood boldly to address and preach to a large crowd of people after the Holy Ghost had descended on the upper room congregation like a cloven tongue of fire. This was the same Peter that denied Jesus 3 times out of fear. From the day a believer gets a kiss of fire, Our manual today says, today I will conclude my teaching on vision by emphasizing that you must become what you see. In today's Bible reading, Laban agreed to give Jacob all the speckled sheep in his flock as wages However, because he wanted to cheat him, he secretly removed all the speckled sheep, leaving only plain colored sheep within the flock. Despite this, Jacob peeled 3 backs and made marks on them. He placed the mark back at the place the sheep usually drank from, so that whenever they came to drink, they would see them. He also ensured that the animals faced the mark back whenever they were mating. Before long, the plain colored sheep started producing speckled offspring, until the speckled sheep were more than the plain colored ones within the flock. Jacob changed the DNA of the sheep by changing what he saw. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says that as we keep looking at Jesus Christ, we are transformed into his image. You should pay attention to what you are looking at now, because it is what will become in your future. Deliberately fix your attention on the things and people that will influence you to become what you intend to become in future. The first time I went to South Korea to attend Dr. Yonggi Cho's church, I saw that they held 7 services in a 50,000-seater capacity auditorium on that Saturday. They had to beg those who had come to the services that day not to come the following week. I saw something that depicted what I wanted to become, and so I took that vision to God and cried to him about it. Some years later, I went back there, and this time I was able to meet with him, and he said, "I have heard you. Will you please pray for me?" I caught a vision the first time I went there, and God began to align things to make me become what I saw. When I went back, I was a different person. If you have a vision and you remain focused on it, you will become what you see in your vision. Lastly, what you indulge in will determine your future. In Judges chapter 16, Samson kept indulging in the wrong things. He kept visiting harlots and committed all manners of atrocities. That was why he died young. Gehazi could have became a greater prophet than Elisha, but his love for silver and gold made him end up as a leper, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. Beloved, what vision are you holding on to? Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, what you see will determine what you become. What you see will determine what you will become. Thanks for staying tuned. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the Open Heaven. Click on the podcast first, then click on the Open Heaven. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, share, download. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Play Store and Apple Store. Download Praise Palace Radio to enjoy all our amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and evangelizing. Thanks for staying tuned to hear my voice again. Till we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. We do not talk like that, because we have an important announcement in this show. God bless you.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope. I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.